This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
My message today is that what do you do if God interrupts your plan? A lot of you in this house, God has messed up your life. But you always give glory to the devil. Anything that happens, oh, it's the plan of the devil. Devil, you are a liar. Who is God then? Because we always see devil as a liar. We always say, devil, you are a liar. But this time around, it was God that messed up our life. How do you react if you are married? And now, let me ask mothers in the house. What will you do if Mary is your daughter? How are you going to react? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Have you heard this message before? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do I praise God when he allow an unexpected event to enter into my life? Or do I just say, God, why? God interrupted Mary's plan. Even the Bible said to us that when Joseph find out, Joseph wanted to go and divorce, and just the engagement that he has done, secretly he said, I'm going to break it. I don't even want it anymore. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not only Mary's plan that was messed up. Joseph's plan was messed up. The Bible said the shepherd that are actually watching their flocks by night, their plan was messed up. Aaron's plan to reign again and again was messed up. Am I preaching?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says, even the family, every member of the house was they were surprised at what's going on here. Next week is your wedding. You are saying you are pregnant. What are we going to say to everyone? What are we going to say to the pastor that is going to preach? What is this? What is that? Would you curse that child or embrace the child? I didn't hear you say something now. Praise the Lord. If you look at verse 29, read it for me, verse 29.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at
the saying. The Bible says she herself was actually confused, and she was disturbed, and she was wondering, what can this angel mean about this? What is going to happen here? I'm going to be pregnant, but it's not my husband that will sleep with me to have that pregnancy. How is this going to happen? The same way most of us have responded initially when we find ourselves in a life that we didn't plan for. Then we wonder what's going on. Then we question God. And that is exactly what Mary did. I'm telling you, you have the right to question God when you don't understand something. Did you hear me? We are being taught not to question God. But I believe that when you have something in your life that you can't explain, you can say, God, why? What's going on? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And now, he questioned God. Read verse 34 for me.
Then said Mary unto the angel.
Then said Mary to the angel.
How shall this be?
Now, you've got to, you know, if God sent you to me, you've got to explain what, how this is going to happen. Am I going to be in the dream and I just wake up and find myself pregnant? No, you say it's not going to be my husband. How is this going to happen? When God sent you an error, when God is doing something in your life you can't understand, don't just stay there. Don't get out of, don't say I'm not going to pray again. Go into prayer. Kneel down. Talk to God. Father in heaven, explain. Father in heaven, do what?
Explain.
You didn't hear me. Some of you are...
Explain.
You've got to go to God. This is what I'm going through at this moment. I need an explanation. How do you handle it when God interrupts your plan? Mary's plan was interrupted. Mary's plan was disturbed. Now, God explained. God answered. Some of you didn't know that you've got to talk to God one by one. Talk to God as you're talking to your father. When Mary asked God the question, how is it going to happen? The Bible said God respond. Read verse 38 for me.
And the angel answered and said unto her,
yes,
the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
And this is how it's going to happen. Highest will come upon your life. Read it.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
Yes.
Therefore also, that the only thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord will always give you explanation if you ask the question. But what I want to tell you is that God does not expect you to know everything in the beginning. God is not under obligation to tell you why you have to go through this in the beginning. God is not under obligation to tell you that I'm going to alter your plan. You've got to do your plan, and God will let his plan supersede your plan. Mary was planning. Joseph was planning the wedding. But God said, now the plan is good, but I'm going to alter the plan. It's now me in charge. Most of the time, we want to be in charge of our lives. And we always sing the song, I surrender all. It's a lie. We want God to follow our plan. But that means that you are relegating God. You are putting God down. You are putting yourself before God. You are actually raising yourself high above God. The songs that you are singing, you didn't mean it. Am I speaking to someone in this house? God wants us to actually follow him when he actually changed our plan. Without saying, God, I cannot do it. Now, God interrupts her plan. Let me say this to you. Why will God interrupt someone's plan? And you have even prayed about it. And you've even said, this is what I'm going to do. God be in charge. And you are even working in the will of God. Because Mary is working in the will of God. She's a virgin. And she's not planning to get. It's not like us in this world. That they actually, we don't believe in that. But she was actually working in the will of God. And all of a sudden, God paused her. Why would God pause her? Why would God change the plan? Let me explain to you. I want you to know that any time that God interrupts your plan, it's because God has a better idea than what you plan. Any time you plan something and it did not work according to the way you plan it, God has got a better plan for Mary. Now, let me explain it better in a better way. Mary has planned to settle down. Mary want to marry a carpenter. All what Mary want to do is like Pastor Victoria, that just want a one child. Just one child. Now, this woman said, I want to marry a carpenter. That is all I want. Not like people that want somebody that is so rich and they have millions. It's a little girl. I just want my husband, a carpenter, and all I want is a child. I want a child and be living my life. But God said, Mary, I don't want you to just have a child. I don't just want you to have an ordinary child. I don't want you to have just ordinary baby like babies. But I have a special plan for you. I want you to give birth to a King of Kings. I want you to give birth to Lord of Lords. I want you to give birth to Messiah. I want you to give birth to that one that will reign, the Counselor. I want you to give birth to that one that is called the Comforter. You want ordinary child, but I don't want ordinary child for your life. The plan that I have for you is better than your plan. Yes, God said it's a deal. Listen to me. Some of you don't know that God gave you deals. God said this is deal. Now I have a better plan. You are going to give birth to that Messiah. The kingdom will be on his shoulder. It will reign over his father. It will reign over his nation. At the sound of his name, every knee will bow down. His name will be Jesus. Oh, Mama Rabba Sekenda Yabosu. But God says it's a deal. I know you've got the heart. I know you have a name. I know you don't want to be put to shame. I know the DJ is waiting. I know the food has been prepared. I know your wedding gown has been made. The one you're going to change to has been made. But it's a deal. You must put your own plan on hold for me. We swap deal. Now, look at what happened to Mary. How do you handle unexpected news? When you plan and say, I'm going now, you've got to get ready that this plan can change. God will always interrupt your plan. God, you will say, I'm going this way. Ah, he will say, you will always say a voice behind you. The voice will say to you, go this way. When you say, I want to go that way, you will always hear the voice that will say to you, not that way you want to go, go that way. That is interruption. The Lord will interrupt your plan. Amen. Some people can't say amen. They don't want God to interrupt your plan. You don't want God to interrupt your plan. Let me say this to you about the 12 disciples. All of them, they were planning their life. All of them, they are going in their way. They have different occupation. I remember Peter. He's a wonderful fisherman. He's rich and stinking rich. He knows what he's doing. We have lots of them. Timothy, a lot of them in the Bible. Stephen as well. They have their profession. They are professional. They are designer. They know what they are doing. But every time they have contact with God, because God has a better plan for them rather than being a fisherman. God just said to them, you know what? Come. Follow me. Come. Leave what you are doing. Follow me. How many of you that God have said to you, go to Bible class? He said, God, today, no. God said to you, go and go to Bible school. You didn't even want to. You are not ready. God said to you, be in the choir. But you are not ready. Those are the little plans. But some of you are waiting for the time that God is going to actually open your eyes like this. And you will see vision like Moses. Some of you, God have spoken to you, but you keep on querying God. You will go from one pastor to another, from one apostle to another, from one bishop to another. I want confirmation. Listen to me. God, once he has spoken, but twice you've got to hear the voice of the Lord. The Bible said God called Peter and said, follow me. And that was it. He didn't query God. God interrupted his plan. I don't know what you are planning, but you've got to get ready for God. Most of us, we get disappointed when God actually interrupts our plan. We get mad at God. But the Bible now, let me say this to you. There is something that I love about Mary. The Bible said, Mary, her youth was interrupted. She's just a little girl. Some of you, God is calling your children. You can't bring your children to serve the Lord because you think she's not ready. He's not ready. If you want to be a pastor, you must first of all be a doctor. Who says so? I must first of all finish my mortgage before I can serve the Lord. Who says so? You've got to follow the law, and God is going to make you fishers of men. God is going to transform your life. God is going to give you a better career. How many of you that know, let me say to you, that if it is the Lord that call you, you must not suffer. Come on, give God praise for that. If the Lord called you, if the Lord asks you to do something and you obey, you listen to the voice of God. If God busts you, if you are doing something and God says, wait, and you wait, God will never disappoint you. If what you are doing is actually a calling from the Lord, you can see some pastors that suffer. Listen to me. When I'm talking about ministers of God, if God called you, if he gave you the vision, if he gave you provision. Whatever the Lord asked you to do, he said, I'm going to back you. I'm going to be with you. I will not leave you. I'm going to be there when you pass through the valley of the shadow of the dead. I will be with you. When you pass through water, I will be with you. What happened to Mary? Listen, when Mary accepted the plan of God, that was verse 38. What happened? What happened? The Bible said God, immediately God finished speaking to Mary, the Lord sent an angel to Joseph. Joseph had the news. Joseph said, you know what? There is no point. I've already got engaged with you. I will call all my family back and tell them the engagement is gone. But God said, don't dare do that. You are thinking that if you listen to the voice of God, oh, I will lose my house. I will lose this. Who is going to do this for me? If that plan is for the Lord, God is going to make way where there is no way.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear that? Why would God go and speak to Joseph? God said to Joseph, don't dare leave that woman. You are under the obligation. You've got to stay with her. Because that is in her, the pregnancy is from me. I am the one that gave her that pregnancy. You've got to cover her up. Don't put her to shame. Though the esposer stood by her, and the glory has to shine together. The Bible said one thing that Mary did. I'm going to tell you. The Bible said that when God interrupted the plan of Mary, Mary rejoiced in the Lord. Mary give God praises and honor. The Bible said to me, I'm telling you, Mary praised the Lord. Mary sang beautiful song to the Lord, and it was recorded for all, and we are reading it and we are meditating upon it. He said, let my heart give God praises and honor. Let everything that is in me glorify the Lord, because the Lord has done marvelous things for me. She submitted to the plan of God. He said, let the will of God be done. I want you to read that verse 46. And Mary said, come on, my soul,
thou magnify the Lord.
My spirit,
thou magnify the Lord.
Have rejoiced in the God
and my spirit
salvation.
I rejoice in God, yes, my salvation.
He has chosen me to be the one that will carry
his glory. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid.
Yes.
For behold,
yes,
from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
Hallelujah. If you listen to the voice of God, did you hear the message I shared with you today? What will you do if God interrupt your plan? Are you going to start crying? Say, God, why me? God, why did this happen to me? You've got to know how to see the blessing of God in whatever that you are going through. I want you to allow God to interrupt your plan. Your prayer needs to get to the point and say, God, this is what I plan to do. But Father, give me the master plan. And when the master plan comes, you don't complain. Exalt the Lord for the master plan. Exalt the Lord for the master plan. Anna wanted to give back. But the Bible said the Lord intentionally sealed up her womb. Why? Because God wants to give her a different plan. Anna wanted a child. But God said, I want to give you the kingmaker. There's someone in this house. God will interrupt your plan. And God will give you a better plan. I don't know what you plan to do in year 2009, but I'm telling you, God will give you a better plan. God will give you a better plan. Can you rest on your feet right now and give God praise in this time? And what I want to say to you, all things, they work together for good for those that love the Lord. I want you to talk to God in 1 minute. Present your plan before the Lord and ask the Lord. You that interrupt the plan of Mary, give me the power to praise you when there's unexpected come into my life. When unexpected blessing come in a form of failure. When an unexpected promotion come into my life in a form of demotion. Give me the power to praise you in all circumstances. When the unexpected come into my life that is different from my plan, give me the power to praise you. I don't know what you have in your life right now that is unexpected. I just want you to bless the Lord for this word that I've shared with you today. For this word that I've shared with you today, exalt the name of the Lord. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Magnify his holy name, for he's worthy to be praised. Give him honor and adoration. My body abasetenda lakoski abashekeya. Indarabala teteya. He that give Anna a better plan. He that give Mary a better plan. Ask him for master plan over your life. Master plan over your children's life. You want your children to do medicine. And the Lord said, no, I want you to do this. I want you to talk to God right now. Give me and my children, my household, a better plan for my life. A better plan for my future. And when you give me a better plan, give me the heart and the mind to accept it. Exalt the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Eternal rock of ages, you are worthy. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the power that you have to interrupt the life of your children. You can break in at any time. You can change the plan at any time. You can stop the plan at any time. You can pause the plan at any time. You send your prophet to Hezekiah that he's going to die. Prepare your heart. All of a sudden, Hezekiah talked to you. You pause the plan. You pause the plan. And you said to him, go back and tell him that he's not going to die again. You are God that have divine power. And you have divine interruption. And every time you interrupt, the plan is always better than our plan. We pray for the power to accept the interruption of God in a positive way. And we pray that all things will continue to work together for good for us.
Amen.
According to the law. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL. Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.